The coaches keep coming, and we keep talking as we welcome you back to the Brew Kettle here in Amherst. It's our 2016 wrestling preview. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. But Sean's wearing a lot of hats here tonight. He's now our banner fixer. See? Look at you got those long arms. See that military discipline coming through? Something doesn't look right, you fix it. Right, Sean?
That's right. Yep. Keep it clean.
Let's talk a little Brookside wrestling as first-year head coach Seth Houston now joins us at the table. Great to have you in.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what excites you about this Brookside Cardinal program? Man, I look at Sean's notes here, top returners. You got a lot of them. That's got to get you jacked up.
Yeah, all we have is returners, it seems like. We have a returning state qualifier in Brad Hune, and we have a couple of guys who I think last year were no more than a match or two away from being there themselves coming in. And some of those guys are juniors and sophomores, so that's a nice situation to be in when you're taking over your first year.
I was going to say, and give us a few names, again, guys that you expect to really stand out for you on the mat.
Well, I think Greg Packard last year did a really good job. He's our 220. Looking for big things from him this year. David Acasio, who was a freshman, just a freshman last year, really stepped up and what I'd say wrestled kind of above the normal freshman level. Looking forward to seeing what he does this year. We have two brothers, the Jackson brothers, Brendan and Chaz, and it's not short for Charles, as he tells me. It's just Chaz. I'm looking for those two to really step up, and the work they've done in the off season, just constantly working out, always checking in with me, letting me know what they're doing, different tournaments they're at. It should be we should have five guys really come out of the blocks well this year.
Sean.
Yeah, and we were talking about one of the themes last year in the inaugural radio show was that the droughts, and Brookside had one of those long state qualifier droughts. Well, Brad Hune obviously took care of that, but now you still have Brookside's last state placer was Mark Crow, who took third in 1990, so I'm guessing that's the next one you want to see fall.
Yeah, and I think this year is a year where several of those names, I guess I don't know if I want to jinx myself, but a lot of those names are guys that I think this year not only can place, or not, I'm sorry, not qualify, only qualify, but can place as well. And I think Greg specifically and Brad, I mean, obviously if you're a qualifier as a junior, the expectation is the next year that you'll place.
Yep.
And with Greg, I think I was just talking to some of the other coaches. Last year he was really one of the top five guys at district. So he was right on the edge, and all but a few seconds of one match makes the difference. That guy goes and we stay home. So I think, there goes again, huh? But, that's the kind of thing out of him that I think we can see. I expect a couple of the guys to place this year.
And I was going to say the importance, we talk about it, I write about it all the time, but the importance of getting down there and getting your feet wet in Columbus before your senior year. A lot of guys, the first time their first trip they ever make down there is as seniors. As a coach, and I assume you're a former wrestler as well.
I was, yeah.
That how important that can be. So, Brad, this year, if he goes down for a second trip, the big lights, the 10 mats, the awesome space of Schottenheim Value City Arena. I'll just go there. That won't have the dramatic effect it would have had it been his first trip down.
No, it's big. Not to talk about my wrestling, but that first time you go down there, it's a big deal, and you look up, and it's probably the biggest arena you've ever been in. And back then it was in Dayton when I was in high school. it's the same thing. It's the biggest arena you've probably ever been in, the most people have ever seen you wrestle. And, the thing I keep talking about, guys, is it's all about the work. It's the work you put in. It's in the summer. It's the work you put in the fall and the spring. And during the season, the wrestling's always the same. It never changes. It's 6 minutes of wrestling. The mat's always the same. You just got to get out there and do the work. Who cares who's watching? It doesn't matter how bright the lights are, and they are pretty bright in Columbus. I know that we took some underclassmen with us last year just to kind of get a feel for it, and they were, I think they were in awe a little bit of what Columbus is like,
I can't remember who I talked to, but I kind of talked about what they thought about when they went down and wrestled in the arena, in Valley City Arena, that huge arena, and how they kind of calmed themselves. And they said, well, in that big crowd, there's 10 matches going on. He says, at any one given time, there's probably only maybe 100, 150 people watching your particular match. He says, there's actually probably more people watching a match on a big dual meet. He says, so if you look at it that way, you really don't have as many eyes on you down there as what you might think.
Yeah, and that's probably true. And you have, at State, you have your, I don't know what you call them, full-time spectators. Those are the people who show up in Columbus every year. You know, they may not, they had a son who wrestled in the 70s, but they're there every year. They go down with their group of friends, and you see those guys down there. And they're there watching marquee matches. Your second-round match, you're right, they're probably not watching you wrestle. They're there for some of the big names that go down. So that's a good way to think about it. I'll use that one this year.
All right, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Seth, before we let you go, again, we're talking with Seth Houston from Brookside. Your thoughts on the pack? I know Sean's mentioned this to a couple of coaches, the competition within the pack and how you feel Brookside falls there this year.
Well, the last few years we've been near the top. I would say that last year was a little bit of a down year for us. We had more injuries last year that I think – I've been with Brookside now. This is my 10th year, 9 years as an assistant. And I don't know that we had as many injuries in the 8 years previous than we had last year. It was just every week somebody was getting hurt, something was going wrong. And we finished right in the middle last year with that. And I think with some of the guys we have, I think we're I'm hoping to be near the top somewhere, you know.
From other coaches we've had on, we got to get to the break, but real quick, I mean, there's going to be some rugged competition this year. I mean, there's some deep teams coming back.
Yeah, well, and there's – every weight's got some really good wrestlers in it. There's
right.
No – you don't get a break. You know, it's one of those kind of conferences. You don't get a week off. You just got to be ready to put your helmet on and wrestle, I guess, you know.
But in the end, that's a good thing. As you said, steel sharpens steel. I love that slogan. All right, my friend, we let you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. I know you got here early, but man, we had a whole bunch of coaches
that's
waiting.
Okay.
So hopefully you got a great meal here at the Brew Kettle.
It was fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Seth. Again, that's Seth Houston from Brookside as he joins us here at the head table as we continue on with our wrestling preview. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Quick timeout. When we come back, I think we're talking Shoreman Wrestling.
Yeah,
we'll talk Avon Lake as we'll move on over to the SWC. So stay with us as we continue to broadcast live from the Broom Kettle on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.